producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in the studio. We have Alex Jones with us on the road, and we're talking about the Second Amendment. Now, the government has been coming after ammunition from the beginning of the Obama administration. They're banning components. They're not they're like lead. They're not recycling the brass into the marketplace. They passed the UNATT to try to, they not passed it. They've had the Secretary of State sign it. But they're going to try to use that. Yeah, absolutely. They're going to try to use that, Alex, to stop ammunition from coming across the borders as well. Because right now, because of the shortages and the panic in the American market, people are importing a lot of ammunition from abroad. And that's why they did the false flag, fast and furious, to try to support the UNATT.
I mean, we are in the hands of criminals. David, let me ask you this question. Do you think they're doubling and tripling down because they know the country's waking up? I mean, that's what I see happening, but I don't want to be delusional. What do you really think in your spirit?
I think that's true. I think there's also a time frame. I've talked about it several times, the fourth turning that some sociologists, Strauss and Howe, have noted a cycle in the history of man, of government. There seems to be a generational cycle. Everything they've been talking about is pointing to the 2020-2025 time frame that they're working on. So I think that's one aspect of it. I think people are also waking up. There's a lot of evidence that people are waking up. Look at what's going on with McDonald's. They've had 9 straight months of declining sales. And, of course,
New York Times is saying they're pulling the Monsanto growth hormone mm-hmm. that makes your daughter 7 feet tall and, you know, grow giant cancers on record. They're pulling a bunch of other GMO and a bunch of other toxic things from their food. I mean, these announcements are daily, David. Like you said, because we still have some free market, we still have some internet, we're crushing them, and that's why they want to come in and with Google and start censoring health sites and alternative news and the stories we put out, because the truth is getting out there. They're not stopping the signal. We're taking phone calls throughout this hour. I'm going to shut up now and get to one call before we go to break and come back and take others. Indico Kid on the executive gun grab happening right now. Will we get stirred up like an anthill and do something, or will we lie back and just let them take the guns? Because if they set the precedent here, 52 senators have said they're going to go for all the ammo. Of course they are.
Well, Alex, so what I think will happen in America is that if we don't start having open carry marches, then we'll have stories like a break-in at 4 in the morning where some kid gets flashbanged or some baby or whatever. So eventually it will lead to open carry marches, but it's kind of a question of whether or not it will be like the Bundy Ranch or 1776, you know, like Lexington and Concord. And I think that they'll definitely blow up federal buildings and, like my dream that I once had, there's like holding facilities where they have like illegals that are women and children only. They'll blow those up and start to like get a race war started and stuff. But ultimately, I think that, it's the house of cards bureaucracy. That's really what will change things is when, you know, you work for the ATF and then the DEA breaks into your house at 4 a.m. and, shoots your kid and stuff like that. I mean, that's when, you know, like if you work for the CIA, the NSA is spying on you, CIA is spying on you. So eventually people are going to have to kind of shrug and just do what's common sense. And I've never really promoted anarchy or anything, but I think we're moving toward anarchy and the system is trying to game that. And the only way it could even possibly work is if people follow karmic principles, if there's spirituality involved, if we're informed citizenry. Then we can maybe be capable of self-rule at some level.
Well, that's right. When you say a really deep point you're making right now, I'm going to hold you over to finish your point in the next segment and get David's take on this as well before we go to other callers. So don't hang up, Indigo Kid. Well, you know about karmic rules. You know, I'm not a Zen Buddhist, but Christianity teaches you reap what you sow. In fact, what you do will come back on you. I inherently feel that in everything I do. It's called being God-fearing. These idiots that are building this tyranny think a tyranny is going to make them safe. It is the pit in which they're going to fall. So stay there, Indigo Kid. We're going to come back and get some more information from you on this, how we can stop it. I agree. Open carry nationwide is the answer to get it back in their face. And David Knight's commentary and a bunch of other news we haven't hit yet. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Knight is in the studio in Austin, Texas at the InfoWars News Center. There are a lot of key headlines at InfoWars.com we haven't even gotten to yet. We won't do that till later in the hour because I want to race through some of your phone calls right now as we look at the over-the-top incredible power grab from the FCC grabbing the internet to Obama putting our military under UN command, shutting off our power plants, opening the borders completely, giving the illegal Social Security cards, free tuition, free health care, free everything. Obamacare wrecking things, doubling, crippling prices, now ammo bans with the Democrats saying they're going to go after basically all the ammo. 42 senators warn that they will go after all the ammo. I mean, it is just epic what's going on. Other headlines, lie before sex, you're a rapist. New Snowden documents, CIA documents showed how 10 years ago they had meetings on how to put back doors into all the new smartphones. UN says conservatism, a threat to women's rights, downplays Islam. Yeah, you're chopping women's genitals off and torturing them and selling them into rape slave gangs. That's trendy and liberal because it's a foreign culture. But if you like NASCAR and wear pants, and your wife doesn't tell you to step and fetch it, and you actually just get along with your wife, you're a bad person. That's right. Obama signs executive order declaring Venezuela a national security threat. Venezuela is to biometrically fingerprint you when you go to the grocery store now. And it's a tyranny in Venezuela. It's a great evil. Oh, look at the communist dictatorship. Oh, my gosh. But when I complain about it at the DMV or the scanners going in on the Microsoft system, it's like, oh, big deal, Alex. Well, wait till they track everything you do and tax everything you do. That's where all of this is going. Again, if you just joined us, what are we going to do to defend the Second Amendment? Well, first, we have to get the true talking points out. This 223 green tip ammo ban is meant to be expanded into basically every other caliber out there. They want to get handguns you can hide. They want to get semi-auto rifles. If they can get the Bushmaster, if they can get the 223, they can get the M4 variant, they can get them all. So we've got that. But it's all part of a larger power grab where they won't block Obama on grabbing the borders and leaving them wide open. They won't go after Obama on going after the guns. They won't go after him on anything because the Republican leadership works the same globe. So the big issue here is what do we do to shut this down? What do we do to get the message out that the globalists have dropped the hammer? It's kind of like you're on a roller coaster. To the top. We've now gotten to the top, and we're getting ready to roll down the hill. In fact, we've already started to go down the hill, folks. We're that deep into this analogy now. I was hoping we were at the top of the hill. We're now starting to go down the roller coaster, ladies and gentlemen, and we had just better get the country out of the coma. Yes, it's somewhat awake, but not all the way. David, get your take on what I just said, some of the other news stories you want to hit. We're going to go to Indigo Kid, Doug, Antoine, Dylan, and Chris in short order.
You know, Alex, it is very concerning to see that the government, of course, is practicing these door-to-door raids, you know, saying that they're there to help you, not just to come in and arrest you and confiscate the guns. But, you know, they don't have to confiscate the guns if they shut down the supply of ammunition. And it makes it very easy for them to confiscate the guns if they do that. We've always heard the thing that the citizens' power comes out of boxes. We've got the jury box, the election box. We've got the cartridge box. It wasn't the gun. It was the cartridge box. You've got to have the ammunition. That's why the Obama administration has been after the ammunition from the get-go. And, of course, how do we support all those? We support those with the soapbox, the First Amendment, waking people up to what
it's
the danger
under attack
is.
Well.
Sorry?
And it's under attack as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, people don't even know what their rights are as jurors. So we have to educate them as to what their rights are as jurors. And we have to educate them as to what their rights are as citizens, being able to own weapons, the right to keep and bear arms. When the senators, the 52 senators who sent this protest letter to the ATF saying that, you know, you have set up, without any support, you purport to create an objective test never before applied for delineating which projectiles are primarily intended to be used for sporting purposes. Well, fine, yes, they have done this. They have just gone out on their own. They purport to set up an objective standard, but the Senate still doesn't get it. It's not even about using this stuff for sporting purposes. They won't address that issue, and that's the core thing, Alex.
Well, that's right, and they're setting the precedent, again, if they can ban one type of ammo, the most popular, they can ban it all. Now, let's pull back before we go to this call. You just hit something key there. If you want to shut down cars and people traveling, you make gas more expensive. And the Bilderberg Group, in public memos and then also from our sources, is always obsessing on, we want to shut down the economy so that there can't be protesters here. They understand that having some money, being middle class, gives you autonomy, gives you a position to negotiate with the powers that be from a position of strength. Why in ancient war would you have a siege around a city for a year to then make them give up? Because if you're starving to death, you don't have any negotiation power. And that's why they want us dependent under Cloward and Piven. That's why they don't want you to know how to skin a buck or run a truck line. And it's going to be hillbilly, true redneck culture for blacks, Hispanics, whites, I don't care. You go to Mexico, the folks that are independent down there are more redneck than any redneck I ever saw in Texas. They don't want wild men. They don't want hill people. They don't want folks like that with solar power, with technology, that know how to run machine shops, that know how to reload ammo, and know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, and who run their own governments, and who have farmers markets. And that's why they're going after the ammo, buying it up, driving up prices, banning importation, restricting the brass, not letting the military sell it back into civilian reloading. Almost all 308, 223 I used to buy, or 9mm when I was younger, and that was the military round, was reloaded U.S. military, very inexpensive, high quality. They are trying to make it elitist to have guns and ammo so that it isn't a popular thing in the culture. The globalist is so key that we're going to your calls. I want everyone to listen up and listen up good, because when I'm cogitating, when I'm calm, driving on a road trip and really think about how to beat the enemy, I know how to beat them. It's common sense. It's history. Culture beats culture. Velvet Revolution beats their system. We have a culture that's powerful, that's sexy, that's God-given, that has prowess, that is common sense, that is empowering. And a gun culture with men and women together hunting and shooting and defending and killing criminals when they come in your house and standing up and taking our streets back, and the prosperity that comes with it is so empowering. They want to drive up prices simply so that the general public can't exercise in it and can't be part of it, because so many liberals are getting deprogrammed and are getting the gun bug and are, I mean, you go down to Austin, the mega city most popular for L.A. trendies and others and New York trendies to flee their collapsing globalist compounds. You go and it's liberals buying guns. It's liberals wearing blue jeans and cutoff shirts and driving Ford pickup trucks. It's liberals going and literally bringing back country dancing, two-stepping, and basically modern square dancing and all the new hot clubs in Austin. You go to these things, there's like 500 people, women, men, dancing, black, white, old, young, doesn't matter, and they're absolutely adopting Americana hillbilly culture. The globalists are panicking right now, trying to teach five-year-olds how to engage in oral sex, trying to inject trannies into the bathroom to freak everybody out and cause a fake debate while we're all being robbed, and meanwhile, the liberals are finding Excalibur. They're finding that a free man has a gun. They're finding what it's all about. The women want it. And so that manly culture, John Wayne and 707 horsepower cars, is coming back, and it threatens the New World Order, and it's culture that we've got 1776 that trumps them. We got the ace of spades. We've got a fistful of aces if we just play them. Let's go back to that one caller. And then we go to break. I promise I'll get to everybody. Indigo Kid, you've got the floor here to take us out to break.
Thanks, Alex. Well, I'm a life coach. I have an exercise here people can do. In the left-hand column, you write entitlement. That's the title of the left-hand column. And in the right-hand column, you title it gratitude. So under entitlement, you write self-esteem. And diametrically opposed to that under gratitude is self-compassion. Those are really different ideas people should research. Also under entitlement, you have destructive narcissism, which the opposite of healthy narcissism, which is kind of a dumb term, but you can look it up on Wikipedia. Basically, Western innovation has been pushed by healthy narcissism. And under entitlement, you also have relative truth, which diametrically opposes absolute truth. As you know, Alex, the relative truth movement basically says, I'm trendy, therefore, if Muslims want to rape kids, radical Muslims, then that's their business, where absolute truth says that's absolutely not the case. And finally, a fatalism diametrically opposes karmic principles. So those are just terms that people can look up, but it's all the same thing. Entitlement, that's left-hand magic. In the Judeo-Christian sense, gratitude, right-hand magic. There's thousands of ways to look at it, really.
Well, I mean, listen, when I get into the trendies, getting into wearing checkered shirts and blue jeans and cowboy boots and buying guns, that scares the system. Because if guns become trendy, which they have, all the top shows on TV were gun shows. You notice they all kind of got removed the last year. All these shooting shows got canceled, even though they had top ratings, because we're winning. David Knight, I mean, do you agree with that statement?
I agree. I think we're winning the information war, but I also agree with what you were saying, that the attack is not just on removing our ammunition. It's on making us poor so that we can't resist what they're doing. And that kind of stratification, Alex, we had a story on Infowars.com earlier today. 95% of new homes are being built for the rich and for the poor.
That's
not
right.
Middle class homes. So it's these two extremes, eliminating the middle class, which is what the people who want to control you, the people who are authoritarians, the people who are socialists, they hate the middle class, the bourgeoisie, as they call it. And they're eliminating that, and you can see that right now in the people that can afford to have homes. Of course, the poor homes are being bought for them. They want everybody to be poor and dependent on this small elite ruling class.
Absolutely criminal. It's called slavery. It's called domestication. It's called bondage. The middle class is the ladder for the poor people to innovate. It's the Renaissance engine. Everyone knows it. But notice all the snot-nosed criticisms in media of the nuclear family and how three meals a day is racist. No, cutting off Africa's food is racist. We're going to expose it all. We're going right to your calls, straight ahead on the other side of the break. It's the fight for the Second Amendment.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
a tendency to get so wound up when they're attacking the borders, our sovereignty, our children, the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment or abortion issue, I just go off the chart. So people have been holding. We haven't gotten but to two callers. We're going to now, neurotically, I promise, go to call after call to get your take on how do we defend the Second Amendment, what's the next big shoe to drop. Am I being hysterical about Obama becoming a dictator and just power-grabbing everything? I mean, I'm not. But so what do we do? Do we abandon ship? It's a global government. There's nowhere to run. Do we have a civil war with these people? They're going to blow stuff up and frame us. I mean, we're going to probably have one whether we want one or not. I mean, it's just we're in the hands of criminals. David Knight's co-hosting from Austin, Texas with us. I'll be back tomorrow co-hosting the whole 3 hours. And then I'm taking off Thursday and back in studio Friday. Again, David Knight doing a great job. I wanted to take my kids down to the Texas coast for a few days so they could do some deep sea fishing. And so I'm enjoying the rainy Texas coast right now, but still on the job because wild horses couldn't drag me away. Antoine in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Antoine. Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Alex? Okay, yeah. So I wanted to talk about how the dictatorship and the censorship and all of this is because I think that we are, like you say, a mass awakening is about to happen. So I think it'll really hit the pay dirt once this election starts and these debates start. I think that they're really, really afraid of these debates. I think once these debates start, they're going to start talking, and you're going to start hearing all these bad news and conspiracies about Clinton and the Republicans. It's all going to hit the dirt. It's going to hit the mainstream because it's going to be the talking point. So I think they might nuke us. They might buy a weapon. They might weather weapon. They might start a war with Russia. Whatever it is, this is one of the worst debated about presidents. Debates for presidents I've ever seen. Like, there should be more.
I think it's what David said earlier. David Knight pointed out that it's interagency fighting is a bad thing, but it's also a good thing, separation of powers. Even though they've gotten rid of separation of powers with the legislative, executive, judicial, there's still a natural infighting within the agencies themselves. That was the genius of what the founders set up, that they're too busy fighting with each other to ever get their act together to take over. But they're still kind of doing it. That's a really great point. Thank you so much, Antoine. Yeah, this election's coming up, and they usually don't like dirt to come out, but some of the dirt will come out as different agencies and different candidates flame each other. David Knight.
I don't know. I hope so, Alex. I mean, we've seen all these revelations about what the NSA is doing. People got very angry about it. Have we seen them camping out on people's offices? Have we seen any changes being proposed? No, people are getting used to it. They're accepting it. They're saying, yeah, of course, they're watching us. You know, just yesterday, Apple came out with a new wristwatch. It's going to be an accessory to your iPhone. And that's what it's going to do. It's going to watch you. It's going to push this idea that it's going to be monitoring your biometrics. It's a healthy
thing. That's how they mainline it. They go over the top to the power of 10 where we're not spying on anything. And yeah, absolutely, the watch knows where you go, your heartbeat, what you eat, what you do. It tracks you. It keeps a database. All the TVs are watching you. You're in a free country, but Alex Jones is the kook. And don't listen to InfoWars.com. Absolutely, David.
You know, there's another article that was up on Drudge Report today about new memories being implanted in mice while they sleep. And it starts out, sleeping minds prepare to be hacked. This is an experiment, Alex, they did in Paris, France. And, of course, we've seen the DARPA funding this same type of research, saying that they want to remove bad memories from people. We want to help the troops with PTSD. That's not the way it's going to be used. It's going to be used against political opponents, against enemies of the state.
You're absolutely right. Let's jam in another call here. Thank you, Antoine. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. God bless you, and thank you for everything you're doing. Real quickly, one of two things I think what we're going to have to do is there's going to have to be basically a constitutional take back of our rights at the White House, meaning there's going to have to be, you know, some quiet number of gathering of people, and we're going to have to basically throw these people out of office as a collective and agree upon the people that we want to in place immediately if we're actually serious about doing anything and actually want to get anything done. Second point, the economic collapse. I know I noticed you used the frog in the boiling pot example, and that's exactly right. That's what we're seeing right now in the stock market. For a week straight now, everything's been going down, but we've been seeing real heavy moves to everything, stock products into Europe, and other corporations are now starting to shift and move away from us. So it's pretty much exactly how you explain that.
Well, remember, the globalists pretty much are foreign, pretty much European. And they've been in alliance with China, and they're totally selling us out. They'll probably break that alliance later, but they're basically all ganged up on Russia right now. And that doesn't mean that Russia are angel cakes. It just means they're not offensive. They're being ganged up on because they're seen as the weakest. But the Russians always get seen as the weakest by Hitler, Napoleon, you name it. And they find out that's not the case. The Russians only seem to get up and get fighting once they're cornered. We'll be back with more calls. Thank you, caller. Great points, Dylan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Joining us on the road is Alex Jones, and we're talking about the Second Amendment. Alex, how do we pull this back? How do we pull back this bureaucratic executive order to take our ammunition?
Well, the only time I've ever had success in my life is when I get angry and get focused and actually state what's going on versus the rhetoric they put out. The FCC claims they're protecting the Internet. Well, they have no business regulating it.
Yeah.
The Patriot Act is not patriotic unless you're patriotic to tyranny. All these Orwellian names. And when I was 20 years old, they were trying to pass laws in the State House here in Texas. And people ask how you defeated. I'm going to kind of tell it in a story, a parable, a true story, but an allegory. And I went down to the State House. I went and got involved in the different Second Amendment organizations, because they were going to ban people under 18 being able to shoot guns with their parents. The different shooting clubs, the YMCA, you name it, they were going to ban gun shows. I understood that that was a move to take our guns, not a move to protect the children. Not that I was a rocket scientist. I just knew that was fundamental. By getting politically involved at one level, I then became somewhat seasoned and learned about how other things worked. And I'd also studied a lot of history, so I wasn't doomed to repeat it. I understood classical forms of manipulation, deception, and oppression when I was witnessing it. We have a politically and geopolitically and culturally illiterate population on average. Now, the globalists have done that so that they are dealing with basically a population that's ignorant. That goes without saying. But that actually is a downfall for the system, because we can wake up their people that they've been controlling very easily with crash courses in history and common sense, because ingrained in them are still the instincts to recognize what's happening. And there are a lot more of us that are awake and understand what's going on out of the sea of dumbed-down people than there are globalist controllers. So we really have the leg up, the initiative on so many fronts. You ask, how do we defeat it? I want to get your take on it. I want to get listeners' take on it. And I want to ask listeners, we're about to go right back to in a moment, what they think the next shoe is to drop. But, David, I think we label this what it is. Not, hey, come on, the cops say this is hardly used in crime and hardly ever shoots a cop. And why are you doing that? And no, you're setting a precedent to ban almost all ammo. You've said you want to go after the Second Amendment. You've done it. You promised you wouldn't. You've been caught staging a false flag. You are criminals that want a totalitarian takeover. While you arm against us, you want us disarmed. It's very simple. You are criminals. And once you just raise the rhetoric to that level, that's what defeats them. They're always, don't have rhetoric, don't be aggressive, don't say radical things. Well, when they're radically power-grabbing, we have to state what they're doing. And, yes, it's going to sound radical because we're just a mirror of what they're doing. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, Newtonian physics. So, A, we got to get mad. We got to get stirred up. We've got to get aggressive. And we've got to take liberal, trendy brainwash heads out to shoot guns religiously. All of us have to pick one of these victims, one of these conditioned jellyfish slaves of the state, and not call them names like I just did. I know it's hard, but lovingly understand these are brainwashed creatures who didn't have fathers that taught them how to skin a buck or run a trot line. These are people that don't get independence. These are people that don't get having a gun in your house, not because you live in fear, but because you live in strength. We have to get people into guns, get people into self-defense. We have to promote the family. We have to explain that the enemy is trying to bring us down. We have to come together and not just attack the feminists at the low level, because they're just victims as well. Explain to them how it's a disempowerment social engineering program. Show them the different documents and proof. And people are ready. People understand that the trendiness, that the system hasn't delivered. They're ready to come out of Egypt. They're ready. We have to go, as you said, and have sit-ins at Boehner and other traitors' offices until they begin the impeachment hearings of Obama for this outrageous gun grab and the borders being wide open. We have to understand that we've sat back and been lazy for so long, thinking that, oh, America will just go on forever. There's so much prosperity. But that's not the case now. We have the baubles, the trinkets, the signets of wealth, but the spirit of freedom that helped generate all this wealth is dying right now at so many levels. It's also being rekindled at so many levels. So it's a minute-by-minute, second-by-second battle that we're involved in. We've got to have sit-ins at their home offices of the Congress people. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to go out and protest the ATF offices. We've got to go. I've done that before. We've got to have rallies at Capitals. We've got to call the media. We've got to get aggressive. And we've got to also say, look, we're not backing down. We're not turning our guns in. If you want them, come and take them. And then we have to know, is the enemy, the minute they bomb a federal building, we've got to drive there, whoever's closest, and videotape. The globalists are so obvious, they're probably walking around putting bomb casings in the back of their ATF vehicles like last time. I mean, the ATF was just loading the bombs with the FBI and staying in the hotels in front of everybody. And people say, what are you doing in Oklahoma City? And they'd say, oh, we're doing telephone work, putting big gray sticks of butter in the walls. I mean, wiring a building takes weeks. And, you know, there's all these, quote, handsome guys. I've had the witnesses on, Jane Graham and others. And I guess they are kind of handsome, hardcore killers. And, you know, German intelligence was there, you name it, loading up the building with bombs. Next time you see that, start videotaping. We are the human. You know, just because we don't wear black suits and have sunglasses and talk into our sleeves, we are the real intelligence agency of 1776. Okay, we got to have our cameras, have our phones, heads up, and be tracking enemy operations everywhere. We see something, we say something. Just like Kurt Haskell exposed the government, did the underwear bombing. He was later confirmed to be accurate. Our listener knew what to look for, and he was there, and he blew their operation wide open. That's what scares the enemy. Our people are everywhere. That's why they want to start shutting down internet freedom before they bring in the real tyranny. Well, guess what? You're not going to stop the signal. Our people are everywhere, including in the police agencies and the military, and that's what scares them. I'm going right back to calls, but David Knight, I want to get a two-minute response from you on that rant.
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. I think we need to have a grassroots empowerment. They understand that it's very empowering for people to have weapons to protect themselves, but the way we typically see it is in Hollywood, where they portray it as criminally dangerous. And so people need to experience that, as you point out. But I think that as far as a legal framework, I don't think we're going to get anything from our people in the federal government. I think it's going to have to come at the state level. With state nullification, it's going to have to come with jury nullification. People refusing to convict their fellow citizens for things that are not legitimate laws because they violate the Constitution. And people standing up and asserting their freedom as in the states, just as they have with the legalization of marijuana. They have stood directly against the federal government's mandates as far as marijuana, and that is standing because they first won the hearts and minds and the understanding of the people on marijuana. And they understand that it can be used medically, and they understand that it's being abused, and so they're shutting down the federal government. We need to understand that just like the war on drugs, the ammunition war is coming from the United Nations. They enact these agendas. The U.S. signs exactly. on with a treaty, and then 10 years later, we had the war on drugs begin.
No, exactly. We do timelines for people on the nightly news, because I know we all know this, our listeners know it, but it's always about the new viewer who we're really targeting, the new listener, to try to free their minds. We're in a war for hearts and minds here, people, and I just got chills. This is so epic. We need to explain to people, they signed that U.N. treaty December 24th, and all hell broke loose, even though Congress and senators, what was it, 30-something senators, sent a letter to Obama threatening him with impeachment hearings if he signed that treaty. Well, he did it. We never hold him accountable because so much of Congress is paid off or they're blackmailed and they're scared. They're scared. Sousa is in prison right now, folks, for making a movie, basically. I mean, these people do not play games. People are like, yeah, Alex, they may get you. Well, they may. But, I mean, come on. We're fighting for the homeland. We're here. This is the Republic. This is real. This is 21st century warfare, folks. This is your chance to defend the Republic against a takeover. And I know there's ESPN and, you know, other stuff to do, but this is real. We're being usurped. And when they usurp the public, they want the 320 million Americans. They want you as their slaves. You understand that? This is a criminal energy. All right, I'm going to race through calls now. Let's go to who's up next here. Let's talk to Chris in Minnesota. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Okay, do we have that caller, guys?
Chris, go ahead.
Okay, he's not responding. We'll let Chris in Minnesota go. We'll shift gears now, and we'll go to Michael in Wyoming. Michael in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi, and my callers are real low. Can the network feed me higher audio just for the callers? Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. People need to understand the game we're playing here. Back in 1933, and I'll refer you to Representative Jim Traficant's comments for the Congressional Record that he made back in 1993 regarding the bankruptcy of this country back in 33. And we've been operated as a dictatorship, essentially under martial law, ever since then. The Constitution,
the War Powers Act of 1933, when Roosevelt took over.
Yeah, and they've continued to create phony emergencies year after year to keep that it going on in perpetuity. So, you know, if it appears that they're trashing the Constitution, as I was listening to Dave yesterday and you today, folks, there is no Constitution. As Bush said, it's a GD piece of paper, and in their minds, it's history. They're going into collecting mode, as in the IRS, to collect what they consider to be a bankrupt nation, and basically they see you as slaves of the corporatized government. So, and the only law that really is in effect now is commercial law, since every one of these agencies, from the EPA down to your local county sheriff and your local courts, are all corporations listed on Dun and Bradstreet. And the way you
that is absolutely
them,
true. Let me look, what you just said, and of course, Michael's been calling for 15 years or so. He's a medical doctor, really smart guy, involved in the Republican Party and stuff. Let me try to break down and expand on what you're saying. It's true that they declared the War Powers Act and brought us under that in 1933. That proclamation's public. That's why they declare an emergency every year in Congress to supersede the Constitution. That's how they tell the congressman, you can do this because of the emergency. But there's still force of will and force of law and force de jure. So they started building with 1913 and then 1933, the full takeover, this illegal beachhead. But it is a fraudulent contract, so we can declare it fraudulent. There was still the old republic, the old constitution, the old rights were still in operation by practice. And possession is 9/10 of the law. And so our refusal to turn in guns, our refusal to register wells, our refusal to register when we have farmers markets, our refusal at the grassroots to not comply, which is now about survival. Not complying with tyranny is obedience to God, to paraphrase George Washington. And so there was a parallel republic still there. For now, 80 years, they've been, or really 100 with the Federal Reserve, they've been dismantling the old republic. Now they're busy cutting down the last pieces. So now we're going to see a real dictatorship of foreign banks pressing in against us. So, Michael, give me your take on that. Then I want David Knight's response.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can still obtain your sovereign status, and I know that's a little hackneyed at this point, but it's true. Even in this corporatized world that we live in, let me recommend two books. They're real short, and they're just packed with information. They're both put out by the National Liberty Alliance.org. One is called the UCC Connection, subtitled How to Free Yourself from Legal Tyranny, and the other one's called Meet Your Straw Man, and whatever you want to know, subtitle. Both these will tell you how to communicate. Basically, it's through affidavits is how you reassert yourself and tell the system who you are.
And it's all real, but so many people do it without properly studying or don't do it right. There's so much bad advice, and the system tends to try to ignore it. But if you do it right, pro se litigants are having better effect. Some of my folks I know are having better effect against the feds with it than through with lawyers. And when you get top lawyers, you actually get people that actually do this themselves. I mean, I've seen lawyers stick letters under the courthouse door and refuse to even go in the courtroom and do things that I heard from the, you know, Patriots 20 years ago. So it's absolutely real, and everything's being phased into admiralty law under administrative law. And I've seen in UN documents, court rulings, where they're taking people's land and stuff, they actually declare admiralty and war powers under 1933. So it's just so incredible how many judges and people know all this, and it is a criminal conspiracy. Unbelievable. Thank you so much, Michael. David Knight, your take on what he just said.
Yeah, Alex, I understand. I think it's very important for the public to understand that the people in government at all levels take an oath to the Constitution. And so I think we talk about the Constitution because people need to understand, the public needs to understand this disconnect. These people who come in, they are not elected king. They are merely stewards under the Constitution. That's what they're publicly right. telling everybody, that we're going to be, we're under the Constitution, we're taking an oath to it. That's how they assert their just authority, and many of them believe that they are doing that. We
That's
need
right.
to point
so
out where they're wrong about that, just like with the Lord of the Rings, the analogy that the king has been replaced by this steward who now wants to keep himself and his progeny permanently entrenched as the king. That's what the Return of the King was about, throwing this guy out who is the unfaithful steward who usurped the authority. People can understand what the caller was just talking about, but first they need to understand that this is an illegitimate government saying they derive their power from the Constitution. We are going to restore the Constitution just as the king was restored in Lord of the Rings. We're going to put the rightful king back.
That's right, and expand. That's we the people under God, not that's under right. the state, not under a permanent dictatorship. Because, you know, it says Romans 13, well, even if you take the fake extrapolation that modern churches do, like Hitler did, and say submit to government, well, our government is for, of, and by the people. So when you violate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence, you're violating God's commandments. Now, I don't agree with that twisted extrapolation that, you know, that they use with Romans 13, but taking their argument, they're defeated right there. But if you then extrapolate out from that point, they did create a parallel system for themselves to operate in a parallel system of law, going back to basically Roman ship law, Roman commerce law is the globalist duplicate that the British were following that they've kind of segued us onto. And it's actually even older than our law.
Yeah,
it's
I understand.
A form of common law, but it's only for people that aren't slaves who are part of the establishment.
I understand, but there's a public document out there, a constitution that lays out how we would like to see the government run. They swear that they have allegiance to it. That's where they say they get their power from it. So we need to hold that up, and we need to say this is how the Constitution works.
David,
these
totally
people
agree.
Are
we're
frauds. So yeah, but, yeah.
Let's come back and flesh that. What I'm saying is, I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they the parallel fraud.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
But say they get their authority from the Constitution, so yes, they are under that, even if they want to try to jump back and forth and play games. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
There's a lot of other news that we haven't even gotten to yet. Alex Jones here back live coming to you from the road. David Knight is co-hosting with me, doing a great job there in Austin, Texas at the Infowars.com News Center. Coming up, top GOPer says it's time to dissolve the ATF, but take the agency and basically put it under the DEA. Careful what you wish for. Also, U.S. sends heavily armored groups to Baltic states to deter Russia. That's AFP. This is escalating very, very quickly. We'll get into the latest with the Iran deal and a bunch of other news that I haven't even gotten to yet. And then, at about 40 after, the debut of Rex Jones. I mean, you've seen a few of the reports he's done without releasing his name over the years or without showing his face. But I tell you, I was not involved in this production. Rex pretty much directed it with his cousin, my first cousin, Buckley Hammond, who has been working in the offices for 20 years. Actually, Buckley's been working with us since before I ever started InfoWars. He helped me launch it, and he was gone for 12 years and just came back. But Rex pretty much wrote and directed this. It comes off, it's a really good report. It comes off pretty mainstreamy, though, and very newsy. It shows both sides of it. I wanted to just see what my 12-year-old son would do, and I'd give him an A+. He's a little more timid in the video than he is in person, but he's only 12. I'd be more nervous than he was when I was 12. I mean, he really did this. With the camera guys Buckley. But I'd say 90% of what you're going to see was Rex's own words. I'm pretty proud of him. That's coming up at 40 after. It's much better than the other kid productions you see out there. And I intend for him to make stuff for children and young adults. And if he creates a good core group doing that, I may then start branching out and talking to other Patriot parents and folks out there who've been through kind of a JBS school. Rex has never been to the JBS camps, never even read their publications. But he reads adult PhD level history books. Just it's what he's into more than ever I was. He's going to be a much better version, much better latest adaptation of the Info Warrior. And I'm very, very proud of him. I'm not pushing him to do it. He has a lot of passion for it. So that's coming up in the next hour. We're going to go to Mark in Oregon and Jason and Robert and Gerald and Rob and others here. Bam, 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 quick comments. Briefly, we are listener supported. We're going to sell out of the Ancient Defense because we're giving a free bottle of that high-quality product when you purchase two bottles of the X2 Nation Iodine and stock up on that. And we are also selling out of that very, very quickly, probably a few days left of that, InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase does fund the operation in our defense of the unborn, the defense of the Second Amendment. It's very important to support us, and I know you are, so God bless you. And DNA Force, we have low-end stuff that's super high quality, like Ancient Defense. That's $14.95 because the ingredients aren't very expensive, so we can give you a really good price on high-quality organic stuff that's known to boost immunity. But then we've got the super high-end, where it was $150-something bucks. Leading competitors are $300 to $600 for something similar. So this is a Rolls-Royce or Ferrari product at a Ford Explorer price, still high quality. Well, we slashed prices down. First it was 150-something, then to 130-something. It was getting close to selling out. It's a very popular product, one of our best sellers, helps fund the operation. My dad had an idea with Dr. Group to put out something that was just Rolls-Royce level. We did it. It's been very popular. It's now 90, what is it today? 90, because I came up with this last week, 94.47, 30% off the already discounted price to try out a bottle of DNA Force and see what it does for you and the small profit we make, because one ingredient here is like $50. one ingredient we added this is like $50 a bottle. Gentlemen, just to give you an idea. I mean, this is just the people that manufacture this for us, one of the most fancy, you know, best places in the country, said they've never seen anybody do something like this. And they just said it is over. People go to clinics, basically, rich folks, to get stuff like this for $600 a bottle. Okay? Similar things. I mean, I got to buy this stuff from, you know, Japanese Mitsubishi in the U.S. in huge labs. That's just one of the ingredients, $12,000 a kilo. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Get your DNA force. Try it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.